Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, praise the Lord, and God bless you on this marvelous Monday. What a marvelous Monday it is. And I hope that your work week, the first day of your work week, is going well. And I am elated, excited, and honored to be here once again to share Minister Break Bread with you in ministering more of May's offering in celebration of mothers and flowers. And this inspiration, exhortation, is being ministered from my beautiful day I had yesterday, celebrating mothers. And my heart was just musing with this word in my spirit that came up, and I'm so honored to minister to you today and excited and honored that you come to join me here on Stars of Heaven Network 22, this is your hostess, Lisa Marie, foundress and president of Bride of Christ Women's Ministries. And what a blessing it is to be here on this gorgeous day. And this exhortation is entitled A Flawless Presentation. Faultless presentation. And it was inspired by Jude, St. Jude, the 17th chapter. Well, St. Jude, which is one book, the 17th verse through the 25th verse. And I'm so excited to share this word and this word of scripture, as well as other scriptures, in this beautiful exhortation. And I certainly hope that if you're a mother, you're listening, that your Mother's Day was wonderful and beautiful and everything that you had hoped it would be, mine was. And that was due to preparation and being spontaneous. And it was just beautiful. And so I'm really excited to just share this birthing and this inspiration from that. Mother's Day is and mother should be celebrated every day. Every day we're a mother, and flowers are always given in expression of that. And so I'm excited to just share and just give glory, honor, and praise for my son, Jason, and my grandchildren, for making yesterday very special. And as I share with you in my information page, the gifts were fine. The gifts were wonderful and beautiful. But just being and spending time with my beloved was priceless. And so I'm really excited about that. And so I dedicate this to my family, my son, my grandchildren, and my daughter, just being blessed and reminded of how special it is to be a mother, how sacred it is and the honor it is to be a mother in the true sense of the form of understanding true love, giving love, nurturing, and that first starts with you and I. And so I'm honored to come from the throne of the Bride Queen in this exhortation. And I'm going to go right into Jude, the 17th chapter, the 25th verse, because this is what the Lord had given me and what I was inspired in my heart to share as it relates to how my day unfolded. In my preparation of getting dressed and that expectation of what was to be with the gifts and surprises that awaited me in being in the outing and dining out, and this is what was inspired in my summation of what that day meant, and the Lord was said. In Jude, the 17th chapter, he says in his salutation, St. Jude declares in his salutation, "But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit, but ye." And I love that he used the "but," because the "but" is a conjunction into what he's getting ready to say next. And "but" also declares the difference between what's of God, what's not of God, what's of light, what's not of light. And in St. Jude's salutation, his letter, his epistle, he's making that clear, that ye, beloved, build up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And some, having compassion, making a difference. And others, saved with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. He goes on to say, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever." And that was a scripture that came in my spirit, and it was moving in my heart when as I meditated upon the day and reflected upon my day, is that everything that prepared me for that day and me anticipating was met. And the thing that the Lord says is that there is now no condemnation to those who in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. But more importantly, you know, my son and my grandchildren who took the time to want to gift me and love on me, he was saying that there's no fault in love. There's no fault in love. And so the thing that I was really blessed by my Mother's Day 2020 was that the blessing and the power of that which is perfect, when it comes, that which is contrary, breached, broken, or in part becomes whole by the fullness of love and by the fullness of time. And that's what I felt yesterday. I felt immense love and immense completion and fullness. And not saying that everything's always perfect, but that was a perfect moment. That was a perfect day, just as this is a perfect day. And that is because of the completed work of Christ. That is because I walk in the newness of life by way of the Holy Spirit, by way of the shed blood of Jesus Christ, by way of the new nature, based on the death, burial, and resurrection of the cross and the renewing of my mind by the word of God. And so this, the whole day of gifting and loving and sharing came by love. And in love, there is no fault. And so I also wanted to include 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, the 10th through the 13th verse, because Paul declared this in Corinthians about love, that although the giftings are fine, as he says here, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. He goes on to say in verse 2, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I have nothing. He goes on to say in verse 3, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profited nothing. He goes on to say in verse 4, charity suffered long and is kind. Charity does not envy it not. Charity does not exalt itself. It is not puffed up. It do not behave itself unseemly, seeking not her own. And as we see when he says her own, that he's speaking of in the feminine expression, being kind and gentle and soft, nourishing. It's not easily provoked, not easily angered. Think it no evil. Rejoice it not in iniquity, but rejoice it in truth. And so the thing about this complete offering is I continue to minister through the month of May and for today and the culmination of and celebration of Mother's Day, this is the word of the Lord, that although we do all these different things, have these different gifts, love is the most important thing. Now he goes on to say in verse 7 that love beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never fails. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, that which is in part will be done away with. And that's the beauty about the fullness of time. That's the beauty about our times and seasons. That's the beauty about allowing the glorious unveilings of what God wish is, will is, to come to pass. That which is in part, which that which it will be done away with. And so that only can come by in love. And so the summation and the conclusion of this exhortation was that and is that once that which has been done away with, that which is contrary, that which is purged away by the fire, that which we sanctify, set apart for God's glory, that which we overcome, that which is revealed in the fullness of time, by way of time in the process, of time will only reveal the crown. And that's always in the after or in the now of accomplishing. And that, again, only comes by allowing the completed work of Christ in our times and seasons. So Timothy, in his exhortation, 2 Timothy 4 and 8, he declares that henceforth, that means now and moving forward in the future, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto them also that love his appearing. And when he quickened me with this scripture, I was really blessed by it, because that's exactly what he was saying. Those who love your appearance, those who love your presence, those that love my presence, those that receive you, as Jesus said, if you receive a prophet, the name of a prophet, you shall receive a prophet's reward. Them also will receive a crown. And that's what I felt with my son and my grandchildren at that time. As I was sitting dining with them, I just saw the glory of God over them and the halo over them and the love of God just embrace them for loving me, not just as their nana nana or as his mother, but me being me, being received for who I am in my true essence. It's an honor. Really was an honor. And I honor them so much and bless God for their love, because it's priceless, especially when it comes from a pure heart. Now, when he or she has endured, and the word of God says, he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. And that's how we receive our crown, by overcoming and enduring to the end. He said, the saints shall be saved. And I wanted to include Ephesians, the second chapter, the first to the 10th verse for that, where Paul, the Apostle Paul, declares that it's for Ephesians, the second chapter, the first to the 10th verse, where he says, and you had he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in the time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. He says, among whom also we have had our conversation in times past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. So again, Apostle Paul is making a distinction, just as Jude, just as God, just as Jesus said, when he said, those of you that are blessed by my Father, come sit on my right hand, and those of you are cursed to the left, to be burned in the fire. So those of us who are of the children of light and obedience have peace, because we're now renewed by our mind. We're not alienated from God by consuming lust of the flesh that only leads to damnation to the soul. Because when sin is conceived, it brings forth death. Especially when sin is conceived in hatred or self-loathing or pride and rebellion. And that's why love is now the reign and the rule, the new law, because anything we do in love will produce life. And it's just that simple. It's just that simple. Now, he goes on to verse 4 and says, but God, although there's the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience, he said, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, had quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. So whatever I do is by the grace of God, not of works, lest I should boast or any man should boast. And Apostle Paul goes on to say in verse 6, and he had raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So my seat is in heavenly places. It's not among the scorned. Because Paul, David said, blessed is the man who sitteth not in the seat of the scornful, nor walk in the way of sinners, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in it do he meditate day and night. Now verse 7, he says, that in the great ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his what? Kindness And that's what I experienced yesterday from my son and my grandchildren, their kindness. God's kindness towards us is in his grace through Christ Jesus, whom he's given all dominion to, all power to, that in the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Everything is forgiven to the Son and reconciled through his Son. And that's what I pray for in my life, in my children's life, and even in your life, that Christ will be revealed in you, that the Lord will appear to you and show you himself as you cry out to him, if you hunger and thirst for him. Now, in closing, I'm going to read verse 8, which is the icing on the cake, the cherry on top, where he says, "For by grace are you saved through faith." Again, not of yourselves. So we can't save ourselves from ourselves because we didn't create ourselves. It said nothing lives of itself, nothing dies of itself. It's the gift of God, not of works, at least any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Unto good works. And again, a good tree is known by the fruit it bears, and a bad tree is known by the fruit it bears. So you can't have both. He goes on to say in conclusion and in closing, God had before ordained that we should walk in them, walk in good works. And our Lord and Savior declared, "Let your light so shine, let it so shine, that men may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven, and that we are a city set on a hill that cannot be hid." So I'm honored that you've joined me today to receive this beautiful exhortation. I'm blessed to have received it and to have it manifested in my life, in my heart, in my soul. And the most important thing is to allow the Lord to do that hard work, because whatever he's going to do, he's going to do through the heart. And the Word of God says, and Jesus declared, that men's hearts will be revealed by the gospel, And certainly I'm honored to know that I'm written on the Lord's heart. I'm in the palm of his hands. So I pray that every day will be a day of celebration, that you will know how to celebrate yourself. Know that the Lord is rejoicing over you, and he loves you with an everlasting love. And I pray that that will be your experience every day you wake up. But with that, I bid you peace, blessings, and much love. Enjoy the rest of your day, your evening, and have a blessed week. And remember, love always.